The North Atlantic great whale is one of three subspecies. It dwells closer to the surface and is slower than other whales, making it easier to hunt. Now beyond the centuries of human predation, their interface with the two-legged mammals remains deadly. That's less true with the North Pacific great whales, and the South Atlantic right whales are rebounding. They eat up to 5,000 pounds of tiny crustaceans a day. These copepods are found deeper every year ocean temperatures rise. The Pacific whales range from Alaska to Japan. The North Atlantic whales had ranged from Norway to Canada. The females now swim to Florida to birth their calves, then return with their young up the busy East Coast beginning in January. They're here now. So was the British researcher Oliver Boisseau with the International Fund for Animal Welfare, IFAW, research vessel Song of the Whale. I spoke with him dockside in Boston.
You were here 20 years ago. What have you seen that's different?
We did a lot of work here with IFAW 20 plus years ago. In that time, the population has decreased in this small population of 340. Most of them are actually either in Cape Cod Bay, Stellwagen Bank, or south of Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. And this is part of their migratory pattern, so they will be heading further north through the Gulf of Maine, and then probably most of them will be feeding in the Gulf of St. Lawrence later on in the summer. So that's where a number of the issues are the same. So 20 plus years ago, we knew that ships were killing some of the animals through ship strike, fast-moving vessels, and we also knew that there was an entanglement issue. So right whales have a particular propensity to get caught in the vertical lines involved in lobster and crab fisheries, for example. We knew this 20 years ago, and here we are 20 years later, and still we know the same threats, and yet the population is still going down. And then just on a personal level, we've really noticed the animals are much more heavily scarred, so almost every animal we encounter shows signs of entanglement or propeller strike, so a series of gashes down the flanks, for example, is a classic propeller strike injury. Yeah. And we see that on almost every animal we encounter, except the calves. So when we see the calves, they're nice and clean, but we know that it's only a matter of time until they pick up these scars. And the scars are not just a testament to their run-ins with us, with humanity, but also sometimes they're a real badge of survival. So there are local research teams that will cut the animals free, for example, if they're disentangled.
That can be dangerous because the whales are not happy to be entangled.
Exactly, and it's dangerous for both the whales and the people involved. So the teams we work with are very professional, they're very cautious, they have to take due care because these animals, like you say, they don't want to be harassed in their world, they're being harassed by a close vessel. So they could swipe their tail, for example, and cause real harm. So the teams are real seasoned professionals and they're doing a really good job of trying to cut the animals free, but sometimes it doesn't end well and sometimes they're not able to cut those animals free. So last year there was a very famous right whale called Snow Cone, which was a big media story, and unfortunately she's been lost to the population, so she hasn't been seen since last year because she had a long running and persistent entanglement that couldn't be removed from her head and her jaw. It's always very striking when you see an animal bearing these scars because you know there's a big story there. They've had to carry gear around with them sometimes for months at a time, so it's not an easy life these whales have, I must say.
In Boston, Charles Matheson, WATD News.